Coach Spack, congratulations on another win.
Thank you.
A decisive one over the Eastern Illinois University. What are they?
Panthers.
Mm-hmm. 44-13. I love this one stat here, and I got to get your take on it because, you know, there's no perfect game. You know that. Rushing yards, you gave up 14. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Should it have been fewer than that? Did somebody miss a tackle and somebody got an extra couple
of
yards?
There were a couple of things that we could have done to keep them to zero, but, you know.
You have, let's see here, total offensive yards, you only gave up 117. You guys had 451.
Yeah, we should have had 58 points in the board, though, I think. You know, we had the ball inside of 10 twice and came away with no points. We missed two field goals and should at least had 50, but we had the ball in great position and weren't able to score, so that wasn't good.
All right, so let's talk about the defense, though. Six sacks, 11 tackles for the losses. Mm-hmm. Is this defense what you expected, or are they surprising even you?
No, they're what we expected them to be. You know, they're a pretty good group. They got depth and at every position, which is good, and got some experience and have some younger players that are supplying that depth and are getting better. So it's pretty much what we thought, hope would be.
This Eastern team that you played last week, is this basically the same team you faced a year ago? Was there a lot of personnel changes?
Similar in a lot of respects. They have most of their defense back from a year ago. They had they missed their linebacker. A couple linebackers aren't there, but I thought they had pretty young linebackers. And then the only guy I think the position they missed the most is the running backs. You know, they had a couple backs last year that were really, really good. They got a couple young guys that are going to be good. They're just not quite ready yet, but. The receivers were all very good players. Were back from a year ago. The quarterback was back. Had a couple of linemen that were back. So, yeah. So, we're just a little better than we were a year ago, I think.
And you had a pretty balanced attack, 218 in the air, 233 on the ground.
Yeah. You know, we did we did a pretty good job of staying balanced. I like being balanced. I like to be about 250 each. That would be better. But, I think we took care of the football. I don't think we had any turnovers. You know, we had minimal – penalties, but special teams had most penalties. You know, we had quite a few in special teams. We didn't kick the ball well Saturday, and so our kicking game's got to improve. We play a great returner this weekend, so that's a part of our game we have to continue to work on.
All right, let's talk about it. You've gone through the practice, the long practice sessions. You've got two games under your belt. Now conference play begins Saturday. How you feeling going in? I mean, are you where you want to be?
Not quite. You know, I think we're close, but we're not quite where we need to be yet. I think there's there's a big ceiling yet, if you will. But I'm happy where we're at. 2-0 is great, and our players have worked hard. You know, I think they're practicing hard and they're getting a lot done in practice. I think there's another step to take, and. And this is a big step for us because we have to go on the road in the Missouri Valley and open the league, lead the league. You know, so it's a tough conference no matter who you play. And to win a college football game in Division I is really difficult, or any level for that matter.
So scout yourself. Biggest weakness right now, do you think? And that doesn't mean it's a big weakness, but I mean, if you could improve, if there's one aspect of the game, you
could
improve.
Well, coming out of the game Saturday, I'd say on special teams, we were a little inconsistent in our. In our ball placement in a kicking game, punting and kicking, but more kicking than punting. But our young punter's done a good job. But I think our kickoff return is needs some work still. Passing game's been a little inconsistent. We've we've had open receivers and either Kobe's been very accurate for the most part, but last week in the drops went down. We just didn't throw it as much and I like to see it be a little bit more explosive in the passing game. We had a big pass again, with our tight end last weekend, but I'd like to see a few more.
That'd be all right. Great. And so about this Missouri State team, how do they look? You've been watching them.
They're improving. They're a much better team than they were a year ago. Dave Steckel has done a very good job of getting better and better and better since he's been there. They've had a tough, non-conference schedule like we all do, but, I think they've improved, and they're a team that if you don't prepare and you're not ready to play, you'll get beat. You know, they're They got some young guys that can really run. I think they're very athletic. They got their receivers are as skilled as you'll see in our conference. They're very fast at wide out. Their kick return, which I already mentioned, is the best in the league. The quarterback's much better. They're getting better on defense, I think. I think they run well. So it'll be a tough task for us, no doubt.
All right, that game's Saturday. What time's that start?
I believe it's 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yeah. Another 2 o'clock start on that one. So that's not bad. It's not a night game. 2 o'clock start. We'll have that for you here on WJBC Coach's Show tonight in the Beer Garden. Let me ask you this: would you rather have 94 degrees this time of year or 94 degrees in August when you should have 94 degrees?
Well, you answered your own question. I'd much rather have it in August. It was brutal yesterday. We took them up on the grass, and there was a nice breeze blowing. Thank God, but it was. It was a tough day on the players. You know, they've had two tough practices. You know, it's been really warm, and but you know, in the long run, it'll be good for them down the road. But you know, it was a tough 2 days.
So how do you handle that? I mean, 94 today, 2 days before the game. You don't want to drain them.
No, you don't. And today's not the day to go out and get a lot of work done. Today's the day we go out for about an hour and half, maybe an hour and 25 minutes, and we polish up on the game prep and our game plan and get off the field. We don't want them out there too long and drain them. So we'll be out there very short. We have no pads on today too. Okay. And our helmets are off for half the practice today. So hopefully it'll be a little bit better. But we are on the turf. We play on the turf this weekend. So it'll be a warmer day for them.
And the fans will be blowing at the beer garden at Schooners tonight.
Will they?
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be awesome.
Yeah, they got the big fan. I'll be standing in front of it blocking everyone.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the smell coming off, that's not going to
be horrific. Be horrific.
All right. We'll see you tonight at the Beer Garden at Schooners.
You will.
Coach.
Hope everybody comes out.
All right. Let's play him out. That's Coach Brock Spak, sponsored by Country Financial Representative Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg.